Transfer PSD.
This is a small topic in quantum information. But so I'm going to give a review, and then introduce what I have done in this small field. Okay, let me first introduce the background of this small field. Since universal quantum computer is far from reach, so people have paid attention on small quantum devices. The smallest device we can imagine is a quantum memory. So you prepare a quantum state and you keep it in noise environment and for a while, like probably not one day, but a second or something. And the next task we can imagine is that we transfer the stored information from one end to the other. So this is called a state transfer. So in order to minimize our ability, so we sometimes we assume there's no control on the system, on the Hamiltonian. And so state transfers including things like a swap. This is simple. You swap, you have state here, and you swap in. And then long distance quantum communication. This is famous by flying photons through things like optical fibers. Okay, then a short distance communication between two components of your quantum device. So the advantages for this is to avoid interference between your processor with light. So we start from. And probably another advantage should be like you don't need to swap them during the operation. Okay. Well, this is the background, but this is the motivation is not so strong. But anyway, we don't know the future, so we. Suppose we cannot make a quantum computer in forever, then we should do something. This is a small thing that we can do. Okay, this is the device. So you have a processor A, and you have processor B. You have n qubits involved in this processor A. Then you, after time tau, you transfer a state here to there, okay? So this is the device. Okay, usually the processor A or processor B, they are made by one qubit. So, and usually a non-state at processor A one qubit is supposed to be transferred to B during time tau. Okay, at the beginning, people thought about to use naturally available Hamiltonians. You don't have control on the Hamiltonian. And they found that doesn't work well because the fidelity is less than one. Probably it's like 70% or something. This was the first paper. Okay. Okay, what's the perfect state transfer, of course, the fidelity should be 1. And if you use the naturally available Hamiltonian, for example, XY models, you can do the PST only with 3 qubits.
For state transfer, when you say arbitrary state for the intervening sites, do you mean it should work for any one of those states, or you can choose a state?
No, this is a unknown state.
Unknown, okay, thanks.
And for Heisenberg, it's even worse. You can only do like swap between 2 qubits. Okay? So before introducing the perfect state transfer, let's first introduce what I did, what I call the universal, what I did, I proved for a theorem. So I defined exact state transmission, which is like this. If you have a reduced density matrix at A, and after time tau, this state goes to B. This is a reduced density matrix of A.
It's tall. This is time tau just any time. After time, at beginning you have a state, you have A processor, and the same model, they are identical. I will emphasize they are identical. So at beginning you have a state, reduce density matrix at A.
Mm-hmm.
After time tau,
yeah.
Then it goes. You go to B.
Yeah, okay.
They are the same. This guy and this guy are the same. But I call this exact state transmission.
Yeah.
I call it. Yeah.
So are we supposed to imagine here that you're turning on this Hamiltonian at time zero and then turning it off at time tau?
Oh, okay.
Or should we just imagine that it's continually been on and that you just inject the state
this
time
is
zero?
Like,
at the time zero.
Yeah, it's not like turning on. It's just like you're putting the state in this processor A at time equal to zero.
Okay. And then at time tau you come back and take it out of B.
Yeah. So the question is, for a given time tau, and arbitrarily given time tau, and for arbitrarily given Hamiltonian, this can be a time dependent or time independent. Does exact state transmission exist? So this question is this. And I prove. Oh, I lost one page. I don't know what happened. Because I had prepared like in several days, so I don't know why I lost one page. I have to, this is bad. So I proved that for, so I have to write on board. So the question was this. So I prove for any, I mean, arbitrarily given time tau, and for any arbitrarily given Hamiltonian, so there exists exact state transmission. The proof is simple. So you have A, which is the same as B, identical to B. Okay, you have a medium in between them. And what you want to prove is this guy equal to this guy.
And for Hamiltonian, that you don't have any knowledge. And for a tau, whatever tau. Okay. If, I mean, there are, probably because I lost this slide, so I have to reorganize myself. So suppose you start with initial state, which is called this, psi zero. This is phi, right? Right, phi zero. And what I prove is that there are orthogonal, complete orthogonal state as initial state, which is depend on tau. If you start, this state is a state for AB and the thing that the medium that connect them. Okay, if I start one of those states, then you see that then we can prove this relation. It's not clear, I may repeat because if I don't lose it, then I didn't lose it with this page, and I can explain more clear. So anyway, it works like this. The proof is like this. So at A, we have assume we have orthogonal. Complete orthogonal basis, and then B, I have this base, this is A. B, they have the same thing, but they have same level, same state. To describe this processor A, to describe the processor B. Okay? And the definition of this is so n all states other than A. So you psi is a wave function for the whole system, A, B plus the medium. And n complete orthogonal states basis though, for this part. So then this means that you take trees, right? This is a take trees. Okay. So if put it here, I put it here. If I consider the matrix element, then this is the alpha. This is beta. Okay, this part is a number. This part is a C number. This part is also C number. Then you, this part. C number, then you swap them, then it become come this. Okay, then I assume this state is eigenstate of a unitary operator. I call it a G tau, which is equal to this is a operator which swap A and B. And this is a evolution operator. So I assume this is the eigenstate of this operator. So because this is unitary, So the eigenvalues is just like this. It's just a phase. Because this is a unitary operator. So then you put here. Because this equal to g tau psi 0. G tau psi 0, this is equal to g tau psi, and there's a phase. But we don't care about phase, because phase, this phase and this phase, they cancel. So this guy equal to okay, I forgot it. Here I have to put A, because this is for A. So this operator changes from A to B. So this guy goes to alpha beta B. So you can see this is a wave function. If you initially at this state, and this is a wave function at time tau. Okay? Okay, I keep this one. And this is a so this is a wave function at time tau, and so this is the definition of B reduced density matrix. So I prove that the exact state transmission always exists, no matter what tau is, no matter what Hamiltonian is.
Didn't you say that for like the XY model or the Heisenberg model?
Yeah, this is nothing. This model, this is a universal result. But I can prove later again, because this is hard to. I lost my name in my slide, so it's hard to explain on the board. So you have to follow each steps.
So the state's psi zero.
Psi zero is state of the whole system, entire system A, B, and the media.
But are there assumptions made about the state?
This state is eigenstate of this operator P A B times unit evolution operator.
So what is PAB?
PAB is a swap. So you have A, processor A, and processor B, you swap.
So you can't transmit arbitrary states?
Only you start with this state. This is this state, the sign of this state. So this is the theory.
I see.
Okay, this the equation of the G is over there. It's like this. So you have phase there, and because this is an unitary operator, so you only have that kind of eigen values. So although the exact state transmission exists universally, but sometimes it doesn't help for the state transfer. So as I said, not all of them are significant.
Ground state of the local
Hamiltonian. Yes, no. So I'm going to explain later. I mean, there exists a set of states.
With this, those states as initial state, you can have the exact state transmission. This is the theorem I have. Yeah, but I'm going to show you later. It's not very useful. It's universal, but not very useful. But I'm going to show you how can we start with this theorem to construct perfect state transfer. Okay. So if the eigenstate of this is localized at processor A, that means this is a pure state. There's no entanglement between the A, processor A, and the other part. And then the state can be transferred perfectly. This is the condition. If this is separated from the other part. So you diagonalize this guy, that if you find the eigenstates, one of the eigenstates, which is separate from the rest, then you have perfect state transfer. But the perfect state, the state you can transfer perfectly, but it is known. It's not unknown. We want, in quantum information processing, you want to transfer an unknown state. Okay. Then at least you need two bases, such bases. Okay. Oh, sorry. You see, this page should be the before. So this is what I proved. Sorry about that. Okay, you may read it again. This is more clear than what I showed on board. So there exists a complete orthogonal set of this, which is independent of tau, such that an exact state transmission occurs if the initial state is one of the state in this side. Okay, in this side. Maybe go back again, and so this is what I said. Okay. So as I said, we at least need two eigenstates to do the perfect state transfer. So I do the linear combination of the bases, and I want the basis that this state is also eigenstate of G tau. As long as it is eigenstate of G tau, then you can do a perfect state transfer. Okay. So the condition for perfect state transfer is that the two of them are localized at processor A. And the second one is the eigen value satisfy this relation. It's a very strict, harsh relation. Then if the eigen values satisfy this relation, then you can have this eigen function again. So of course this condition, you see that only can be satisfied by specific tau. So So I'm going to show you example. So this is a general result of PST. Okay, let me show you the examples. This was the first paper about PST. So suppose you have a Hamiltonian natural asset set. If the Hamiltonian is naturally available, spin Hamiltonian, then the Hamiltonian cannot do PST. You see that if J is a constant, so they show numerically and you cannot do PST for this model. But after using a Jordan-Wigner transformation, this Hamiltonian becomes D. So they are, for me, operators. But this is naturally available Hamiltonian. But if we pre-engineer, that means you have a chain, you have a way to manipulate the tunneling matrix element such that they satisfy this relation. But this doesn't mean you have control. You pre-engineering it, and after that, you don't do it. You don't do anything. You don't control them. Okay? So then the Hamiltonian become that, which this one is angular moment operator in x direction. Okay, if you do the mapping, this is your angular moment and the quantum numbers, and this is n is the whole side, and I is the side number. So you, for example, n equal to 4, you have this mapping. After this mapping, then this Rx is, for me, representation of angular moment. So you have a Fermi system. If you have a, you can always write in second quantization form, so like this. This is a simple so this is the angular momentum. You can always use the Fermi operator to write the angular momentum. So then this is a specific form of that angular moment. Okay, then your Hamiltonian looks like that. So you see, Rx is if you diagonalize it, you have integers and then an integer or half integer. So in that case, that may satisfy the condition I gave for PST. So for example, if the parameter and time equal to pi, then you can, this operator is just a mirror reflection. So that this creation operator is swapped, not swapped, it's changed to, this is swapped, yeah. It's swapped to this. This is a mirror, there's a mirror symmetry. This mirror symmetry. This is 1, and this is n. So it's like a. Like you have A here. For sector A, you have a 1 qubit. B, you have 1 qubit. And if you do mirror reflection, then this goes to here. And here, this goes to here. Okay. R is a number, is a which is related to N, the full size. Okay, see, nuclear physics is called a signature. And so when R when N equal to 1, 5, 9, and R equal to 1. So this, those numbers are equal to minus I. Okay? So they are, they form Z4 group. Okay? Now you can see this what a stage transfer looks like. So stage transfer can be done by this operator. This operator asks on any arbitrary function of C. You see that there are zero. We don't care about the state in middle. We only care this is for processor A. So from goes from 1 to N. And this operator asks on it, and you get this. Mirror reflect. So if the processor has only one qubit, then this is an arbitrary state, and this can be anything. So on first side, you have an arbitrary a non-state, and they can be anything. And after time tau, this state goes to this side. And this is any arbitrary, we don't care. Yeah. And if R equal to 1, then the fidelity is 1. So only in the case when R equal to 1, you have the perfect state transfer. You have the PID. Okay. So it is interesting to note that if something the property of R. So you can do a kind of a dead for interference. This is like a I made it for because this looks like more stimulating some sense. So you can transfer the state at A from this path or transfer from this path. Okay? And they have a different value of R. Okay? And the intensity of B is RI equal to intensity equal to 2 plus R star. So the big R equal to this path and this path, the R of this path and the R of this path. For this case, the big R equal to I. Okay, then you have a intensity 0 and 4. In between, you have 2. For this case, I equal to 2. Okay, so it's a new kind of interference effect, which doesn't depend on the path, depend on n depend on the number, depend on the kind of a parity. So this is so there are only 4 errors. So this is I call it depth for interference. This is as long as you can engineer the Hamiltonian, then you can find this effect. This is different from the normal interference effect. Okay, I come to the PST with two internal level for the identical particles in optical latitude. So the Hamiltonian is like this. So you have the similar Hamiltonian, but here there's a sigma for two levels up and down. So we already neglect the onset effect. Because in some sense, the onset effect doesn't play role. The people already assured that. This is a very realistic Hamiltonian. When J equal to constant. But we have to engineer the idea such that Ji equal to this, proportional to this. So in this case, this is the angular momentum again. This is different between this one and the previous one, is that there is no sigma in previous one. So it's like this. So you have one side, you have a spin up and down as your qubit. And you can transfer with this Hamiltonian, you can transfer a known state of the up and down to from this end to that end. So the good thing is that there's proposals for this system, which is universal, and you can do your quantum computing. You can put your quantum device here, and as long as you have an output which is unknown, that can be transferred from here to there. So you don't care about it. You don't need to do turn it on or swap, switch it on and off. Okay. So there's you don't need to have interface between your device and, for example, light. If you use light as a medium, to transfer your information, then you have to swap. You have to change your qubit to photons. But here you don't need to do that. Okay, this is different from the one that you only use the spins. So the PSD goes this way. You have state, you prepare state on set one by using set up and down. This is a known state. After this operation, you transfer the state from one to n. Okay? So this case cannot be translated to a spin chain because the Jordan-Wigner transformation doesn't work. For this case. So the difference between the spin chain and this proposal is for spin chain, you have only two states at one side, zero, there's nothing, and you have one particle. And for our case, there are four states, and I only use this guy and this guy to support my qubit. So the transfer in this case is made by particles, identical particles. And for the spin chain, you make the transfer through spin flipping. Okay, for the high dimensional system, so if you need to transfer your state from in a high dimensional system, higher than one dimensional, then for the spin system, it doesn't work. This is interesting. This is something like a topological structures, but I myself didn't get more involved in this kind of thing. But this is beautiful picture. You see that you can, for example, you can transfer by n equal to 3, you can start with here as A, B, and transfer this way. And for this, there are many qubits. You have to go this very complicated way, and you can do the PSP if you start with here. So how many I didn't count, how many qubits you need. This is quite mathematical. Okay, for my case, it is easy to generalize the identical particle proposal to two-dimensional. As long as we take this Hamiltonian, we pre-engineer this Hamiltonian. You see that this Hamiltonian, this is one angular moment, this is the other one, they commute for the identical particles. So you see that the difference between them is you sum over k here. K is this direction, vertical, I is horizontal. So I have a picture. So this is k is this way, I is this way. So you regard them as a chain, you show them, and this is also a chain. Then you define the mapping in the same way as chain, as one-dimensional case, and then you have two different operators. They commute. The good advantage, the best advantage is that they commute. But for spin system, as I said, there's probably no way to do this in two-dimensional. Because they are, you can define the same thing, but they don't commute for spin system. So this is a first analytical model for the high-dimensional system.
You were saying that there is no Jordan-Leibniz transformation.
Oh yeah, this is not. This is you cannot do Jordan.
Yeah, it's
Jordan. This is two-dimensional. Yeah.
I mean, you're assuming that you can not control, but kind of design the coupling constants to be what you want.
Yeah,
in different sites anyway, right? So you could kind of cut out a line and say it's zero outside.
Mm-hmm. But it's possible. I discussed with experimentalists, and he said this is possible. This is not as easy as the natural ones. Natural one means that they're all equal. But this is possible by manipulating by designing the potentials for side, for each side. But in this picture, you cannot, you are not allowed to turn your interaction on and off.
Right. I'm kind of saying that why do you need a 2D thing anyway? If you can design the couplings to be what you want,
mm-hmm.
you can just design them to only be present in a line.
Yeah, but yeah, you're right. It's like a curiosity kind of.
Okay.
Yeah. But if you have like many layers, and then you may need, some group of which is not one.
Well, right. I mean, I guess you could also look at some sort of network configuration where there's at different times you can take it out, put it in here, and at time one you can take it out here, at time two you take it out here, or something like that.
And this is a diagram. For n equal to 4, n, and this is this direction, is this direction. Okay. The last one is, so we are working on this, but I think it's very interesting, because this is a Heisenberg chain. But as I said, for Heisenberg chain, you cannot do PST. But if you attach you A, process A and B this way. A, and you make this link as weak as possible. Then you can do PSP. So this is the idea different from the idea I show you. And you see, kind of, if you're familiar with RKKKY, and then you can easily to imagine what happened in this process. It's like this.
So this is your Heisenberg. So J is a consonant. Okay. And you have two attached, which is also coupled, and for example, this is eyes. That's called eyes. And this is a G. I call this is a I, this is a G. Okay? See, the way that like they couple in the same way as the Heisenberg. But they have more like weaker interaction. Oh, this is a Hamiltonian. And according to the RKKY, there's an effective Hamiltonian, which is exactly like sigma I, sigma B. So then you, as long as you, this is effective like parameter, as long as you make this like a swap, for Heisenberg, you can make a swap gate, right? And then you can swap the state between A and B. So this is a new picture for the PSP, new kind of a PSP. But we are still working on it. And there's also even odd effect. For example, if you attach here, this is even. You have 1, 2, 3, 4. You have 4 qubits. But if you attach here, then you don't have PSP. Because in that case, if you have a 3, if you have an odd number of qubits, you don't have this RKKY. You have a RKKY, which is different from this. Okay, I'm going to summarize this talk. Okay, I show you the motivation of the PSP, and also show you the state transfer with naturally available Hamiltonian, and here I have the R. I show you the universal theorem and how can we use the universal theorem to construct the PSP. And for the PSP in one dimension with spin network and PSP for one dimension with the identical particle with two levels and the PSP in higher dimension with identical particles. The last one is this. So I just show you. So for the naturally available Heisenberg chain with attached processors, you can also do PSP. Okay, thank you for your attention.
So for the last example, Did I interpret correctly that there's an effective Hamiltonian between the two spins, that's the exchange interaction?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so, does that mean that if the A and B spins are initially product with the spin chain,
mm-hmm.
that they don't become mixed? Like what?
No. Initially, you have to have a state of which is one, which is separable from other part, the other part. You have to have a state, which is A, sorry. You have to prepare a state here, and then after time tau, this thing goes to B, or sense of B. You cannot say at beginning there's mixed state. Then I can not do anything.
Well, no, what I was wondering more is just that effective Hamiltonian description.
Mm-hmm.
Is it only valid for certain periodic times? Or
yeah, of course, it's the same as this is, you have to make this, the effect of Hamiltonian, you can write it.
Mm-hmm.
The unitary operator, you can write it. And this guy probably need to be pi or pi half, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
And the scheme works only if GQ is null. Huh?
Hmm?
The scheme of the effective Hamiltonian
mm-hmm.
works only if GQ is null.
Yeah. This is, I hope to assume this is null. Otherwise, there are more like terms, like for example, I don't know, but there are more like for example, three body interaction or something.
So, but the same answer is perfect only when GQ is. I don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
So. How big is JQ determines how perfect is the state transfer? It's all
so we have a numerical calculation for n equal to population 50 or something. This could be this, and the fidelity could be 0.95.
Okay.
It's quite good.
Oh, no, right. So do you have a formula that relates how JQ has to scale with n, and you cannot have fidelity 1, right?
No. If this is 0.1, the population is almost 1.
Right, okay, but you can.
No.
And how does it scale with them, everything?
We didn't cover the scale. We only cover until 50. Because otherwise it's harder. If n is more than 50, it's very hard to calculate. Because we have to calculate the Heisenberg. You see the diagonal measures and
how many. So how does it change from 20 to 30 to 40? How does it depend on n?
There's like a periodical phenomenon. Periodical means, for example, 20, maybe, if 20, maybe this is a 95, and then, periodical. And then there's no clear rule for this. It's like a chaotic. Probably because of the problem, and I'm not sure. Because I'm not doing it myself.
Right. Now, okay, so my question in some sense is this. If you make a little error on tau,
mm-hmm.
so you get a worse fidelity, right? So if you are not at tau, but you have your star plus delta tau. But mm-hmm. now, does this error, does the fidelity scale
quite stable.
Then?
If you change tau a little bit, it's quite stable.
No, okay, it's stable. I just want to know if it changes with the n.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, really
the fidelity.
Well, okay. No, it should change because you can have scaling only if JQ is variable.
Mm-hmm.
If you fix JQ to be very small,
But I'm saying I fix JQ and whatever. Okay, so I have some fidelity.
Mm-hmm.
But now I can have a further diminishing of fidelity because of an error in tau.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to understand if this further error on the fidelity due to an error in tau scales with them.
I
think it could, but it's a good game. So I don't know, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. This is just my idea. What's my idea? So I gave them my idea, and they are doing things, but I don't know the details.
This effective action approach for the Heisenberg model
mm-hmm.
has been.
Is it you mean the effect of.
Also, we see it in some people play claim, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think the first order is this, man. The second order.
It's almost exact when JQ is very, very, very small.
Yeah.
But as soon as JQ increases, as soon as the impurity
increases. Yeah, this is a problem. It's a problem. Yeah. Anyway, there's an option to do PSD. Otherwise, if you always insist that you have to. Pre-engineered GI. This is should be hard because
one last question. I was just wondering, has anyone studied whether for the intermediate states in these systems that have perfect state transfer, like when the state actually is delocalized,
mm-hmm.
Whether those states have any good error robustness properties, like whether they pass through decoherence-free subspaces, or...
I try to think in this way, but it doesn't work.
Yeah, okay.
But for the PST, it's easy to see the intermediate state. Because this is like a rotation C function. You see that? It's like a D function. You have...
you can pull one down.
Oh, okay. Probably just... So your evolution operators in tau. So this is rotated your state. Rotated your state is like a, and each of them is like a D function. D, we cannot be D function. So you know everything about the intermediates. I mean, it's in between of the perfect state transfer. You know everything,
right.
Yeah. But there's no entanglement. But you see that this they are always separable because you only rotate this C to C, which is a superposition of this C, and you have mu C. And which is a sample from other states. For example, you have C1, C2, and rotated. You have C, mu C. So this is what this operator does. Mm-hmm. But there are some, very interesting idea that they want to use the same idea to amplify your state. For example, at the beginning you have zero, all down, spin down. And after a natural available Hamiltonian acting on it, then you become, this state become all up. So like this. So you follow the beginning of Hubble, only one up, where one arm, and then one down. And after a while, you use your naturally available Hamiltonian, then it becomes all up, one down. But this is not the natural available Hamiltonian, not like a metal slot. Not the have many bucket Hamiltonian, it's only two bucket Hamiltonian. Yeah. So if you amplify the state, here is this O-down is like a smaller. So if you calculate the magnetization, this is the O minus, it's a minus. And here it becomes a plus, positive. From negative to positive. Yeah. And I think during this procedure, there's an entanglement. I noticed there's paper saying during from the in the time course to find the entanglement or something like that.
Okay.